Hello friends, this is Evangelist Global Gospel and I want to ask you a short question that doesn't cost much time to say it, but I want to ask this question and please, this is very very serious and very crucial. If you want to live a successful life, you need to answer this question. What is time? The question sounds stupid and ridiculous, but it's worth asking. What is time? What is time? Many Christians all around the world have not yet been able to answer this question. What is time? Because if we do not understand what time is, we would come and fluctuate ourselves. We would come and destroy ourselves. So I want to ask you a question. What is time? The question sounds very ridiculous and very funny. But what is time? If we understand what time is, then we will know how to use it. Is time just days, weeks, months, years, centuries, decades, and jubilees? Is time a framework in the universe or a period through which all things revolve? What is really time? Time means so many things to so many people. For the footballers, time means the average period used to play a certain game. For farmers, the major time in seasons. You see, in the calendar, the major time in months and days. In the lunar world, the major time in the shiftings of the moon. So, in whatever version that your country measures its time, you need to understand what time is, and I'm here to put you clear. Time is synonymous to life. Time is the sequence in which life runs. You see, time is the sequence in which life runs, and time, you can be early, you can be late, you might be born now, you might be born 10 years ago, your friend might be born 60 years ago, but it doesn't matter when you were born, and it doesn't matter the generation in which you were born. But the thing is, if you understand time, then you will understand the sequence of life. If you understand time and season, then you will get to understand how to use your time, maximize your time, maximize your current technology, and live a comfortable life. I've always said that humanity needs to maximize the present technology available for it to be able to live the life that they are supposed to live. When you understand the meaning of time, then you'll be able to understand, which time are you in? Which time am I in? Alright, if you understand the time you are in, then you will be able to understand what to do in your time. The kind of things that are available in your time. Because if you misprioritize time, then you will not be able to maximize most out of your time. You see, those that lived in the 19th century did not have phones as we have. They did not have virtual communities. They never had the internet, but there were scholars in our day, in their days. There were educated elites in their days. There were brave men in their days. See, in the days of the first apostles of Jesus Christ, that is the days of Peter, John, Paul, there were no phones, there were no cars, there were no airplanes. Yet, they traveled all around the world, preaching the gospel of peace, using the current technology available for them. You see, so that you don't have this, that you never had this, is not an excuse. Use the current technology. I'm here to clear your mind on what time is all about. Time is synonymous to life. Time is synonymous to life. We need to understand what time is. So, time is a sequence. It's a period in which life revolves. The earth revolves around the sun. And
time and life revolve around time. Hello? So, when you begin to understand what is time, what time is all about, and the time you are living in, then you'll be able to understand the current technology that is available in your time and maximize it. Now, in the 21st century, we have phones, we have digital accessories. Just try to imagine what will happen in the next century if the rapture tarries. Means there'll be greater technology. And now that there are technologies that can create electricity out of the sun, technology that can create water from air is available, and technology that can create milk without actually extracting a cow. You see, technology that can make chicken without killing an animal. So, technology that can make fish without necessarily killing a fish. So we have different kind of technologies now. And by the time we grow, by the time we grow old and our children come to be, if the rapture tarries, there will be more technology. So we now that we are in this current time, we need to maximize the technology available in this time. And we must live the best life. You see, it's not all about having complicated and sophisticated technology. It's about using the one available. I've always told you guys, I've always told you that while waiting for the ideal, use the available. If you use the available, you will make impact and create results without even needing to use the ideal. You see, if the apostles waited for cars, if the apostles waited for the internet, if Apostle Paul said, well, there are no much cars, there are no cars, there's no fast transportation, so I will wait until whenever an automobile is out. They will have waited and died, the gospel wouldn't have spread. You see, it took 2,000 years before cars could be invented. Alright? It took thousands of years before cars could be invented. So if the apostles said that, I want to wait until when a new technology comes up before I maximize, the gospel wouldn't have come across. They wouldn't have fulfilled that destiny. So you have to make use of the current and existing technology. Use the one you have. You see, the people of last generations before us, they didn't have such technology as we have yet. You can hear their backstories. You can hear the stories of great men like Theodore Roosevelt, great men like William Branham, Catherine Kuhlman, such kind of men who ruled their domain, who dominated their world. And they never had this technology that we have today, but they still lived the life of their dreams. They still lived their life and fulfilled the destiny that God gave to them. So there is no excuse for you not to maximize your destiny. There is no excuse in the universe for you not to maximize your life. There is probably no excuse why you should be lame at this point in time. We must maximize the technology that we have and live the life of our dreams. Live the best life that God has ordained us to live. So now we understand that time is a framework of life, that time is a period in which life revolves. And when we understand this, then our lives will be a testimony to the proof that the word of God can build and enrich someone's life. God bless you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.